Scrooge Family Ghost by Todd Puccio, Chapter 4, Part 5. Shortly before their first anniversary, one late June morning, Fred was enjoying his morning tea and toast in his new kitchen when it had occurred to him that Jenny had not yet been down to join him. This was unusual for her, as she was a morning lark, humming and pinching his cheeks each day as he came down for his tea. Fred asked their new little maid to check in on Jenny. The maid came back into the kitchen with a serious and worried look on her face. "Master Wilkins," she said.
"Yes, what is it?"
"Sir, I think you better go and attend to the missus. She has requested you. And here's a wet towel and some milk to bring to her as well,"
she replied as she handed him those things that she mentioned.
Fred grabbed the items and rushed upstairs to his wife, with much worry in his mind. He found her sitting on the floor of the bedroom, hovering over her wash basin. She had vomited into it. Sweat on her brow, she looked up at Fred and pulled her long brown hair behind her shoulders.
"Fred, I'm sorry to frighten you like this, but I need a little help getting back into the bed. I've become quite weak."
Fred hurried to her and helped her get up into the bed. Then he asked, "What is it, my dear? Have you fallen ill?"
She reached up to pinch his cheek, raised her left eyebrow, and exclaimed,
"Fred, I believe that I am with child."
Fred laughed and hugged her. "Oh, my brave girl, this is wonderful news, is it not? I mean, are you going to be all right?"
"Yes, I think so. But let's be sure. Please fetch my mother and grandmother. They will know what to do. Tell no one else. No one. Do you understand?"
Fred agreed to tell no one of the reason for calling Jenny's mother and grandmother to the house. The servants and messengers merely assumed that Jenny was feeling ill. It was decided that this secret would be kept until Jenny was stronger and she could feel the quickening of the child. Jenny felt weakened and sick most of the days of her pregnancy. The secret became more difficult to keep from the servants, close friends, and family that would come to visit. Jenny would not leave the house, and many dark and somber rumors about her circulated in tight circles. Fred was never quite sure if the matter was truly a secret kept from many friends and acquaintances, or if they merely respected a polite taboo of the subject. Jenny's mother and Aunt Belle often came to tend to her, as she would suffer from frequent bouts of vomiting and dehydration. Her doctor and caretakers would often need to use all kinds of cajoling and forceful measures to make Jenny drink and eat to keep her strength up. They explained she must have had a common protracted illness that could often kill both mother and child. Jenny's unmarried sister, Patty, came to live with them to offer more care. On days that Jenny did not vomit, she would spend her time complaining about the light, the decor, and the smells of her home. The maid, Patty, and Fred did their best to keep Jenny comfortable, and they did their best to show her much patience. The maid, Fred, and Patty would often exchange glances in the halls, console one another in the kitchen, and take shifts and breaks from the home so that they, too, would be able to bear the burdens. On some days, Jenny would gag or retch at the sight and smell of some of her favorite foods and flowers. Soon, all strong spices, flowers, and scents were banned from the house as much as they could be. Occasionally, this aversion was turned upon Fred. Jenny would blame him for her wretched state and tell him to stay away from her because she could not stand the stench of his very breath and body.
"Fred, you like to think your family has been blessed by those Christmas ghosts of yours. They are a curse, I tell you. Your grandmother left her young children motherless. Your mother left you motherless. Now you have brought your family curse upon me. Our child will be motherless, too,"
she once exclaimed as she fell into uncontrollable sobbing.
Fred did his best to console her, but as he often approached in consolation, she once again told him that she did not want to see him or smell him. She banished him to live and sleep in the nursery. Jenny's sister, Patty, began to take up Freddy's spot on Jenny's bed, or rather take up Freddy's spot and a little extra, as she was of a bit more girth than either Fred or Jenny. Fred experienced many difficult nights sleeping in the future nursery. The room was furnished with Fred's childhood furniture, a bed, a small nightstand, and a dresser. Fred would often be awakened during the hour of the wolf, when he would witness once again the emergence of Gubma from the nightstand drawer. The shadow would engulf the moonlit room into complete darkness. Usually, at this time, Fred felt frozen in place, unable to speak or move. He could hear the spirit whisper terrible things about the future for his wife and child.
"She will die a painful death, cursing your name. Your child will never be born, and your wife will hate you for the rest of your lives. Your wife will be bedridden forever. There will never be any rest for you. You will be impoverished by expenses and forsaken by your friends and family. This is your fault, your bearing, your family curse. You should have known better than to marry. You should have listened to your Uncle Scrooge."
And many other such terrible considerations. Some nights this would last until the dawn broke through the darkness. Fred would move more sluggishly on those following days. Other nights, Fred would be able to slightly whisper out the words, "Jesus, save me!" Gubma would retreat back into its usual place, and Fred would return to his slumbers. Fred's days were marked with full days of working and returning home to assist the maid and Patty in caring for the house. He began to take the habit of preparing his own breakfast, leaving the maid and Patty to care for Jenny and morning chores. When he could, after his working times, he would run errands and complete shopping to make up for anything the maid and Patty could not attend to earlier because they spent extra time caring for Jenny. Fred refused to let any of this change his outside expression of mood. Clients and neighbors rarely noticed any foul mood in Fred. They would, on occasion, remark that Fred looked worn and exhausted. His interior thoughts were certainly ones of exhaustion and anger. Not anger of anything in particular, just anger that his wife was ill. And these were feelings that were not easily overcome.